Cape Talk. WhatsApp Sarah Jane
on 072-567-1567.
7:34. Let's find out what Jeff's got for us this morning. Morning, Jeff.
Thanks, SJ. Good morning. Continuing to get slightly cooler, 24 degrees predicted with a northwest. That's offshore conditions for Muizenberg. Sunrise at 5:51 this morning. Sunset dipping below the 8 p.m. mark for the first time in a while. Sunset tonight will be at 1:01. Yesterday, I spoke about spider bites, and it dawned on me that one of the most commonly asked questions that I've been asked is, what spider is this? And what is the best way to treat a bite from one of the more serious varieties? Well, the yellow sac spider does have a nasty reputation, and it has been the guilty party, and a few friends been bitten recently fairly badly. And a recent experience for me proved how many members of the medical fraternity actually do not know a lot about handling this particular bite, amazingly. Mark Dixon of Garden Route Trail is a man who's had a long and in-depth understanding of spiders, amongst many other things in nature, and he shed some light on the unique way to treat spider bites.
Howdy, Jeff. Great to chat to you again, and compliments of the new year. I hope 2022 is going to be another exciting year in conservation for you. And yeah, as you mentioned about the spiders, a sac spider, very interesting one. I've got quite a concoction of venom, and you know, you've got to look at the venom of a spider to know how to treat it. So most of them have a concoction of cytotoxin, hemotoxin, and neurotoxin, and it's the cytotoxin that's the biggest concern, particularly in the sac spider. Remember, it's a venom is a protein. So an antibiotic is going to have no effect on that. What it would be an advantage, having an antibiotic cream or something like that, is to just reduce the necrosis and a secondary infection from the dead cells. But the best way to treat it, or the one that I found most effective and very easy to carry, is a little shocking device. You get those mosquito shockers that you can carry, so it's not to shock the mosquito, but to shock the mosquito bite, take the irritation away, and you can just use one of those on the site of the spider bite. And what the electric current does is it will then denature the protein. The protein can't do what it's designed to do, and so it mitigate the effect of the venom, and reduce any impact from the spider bite. So simple, pack one of those little things into your first aid kit whenever you go out into the bush, particularly in the summer months.
That's Mark Dixon of Garden Route Trail. This Tuesday, January the 18th, there is a sunset and full moon hike, one of the very popular hikes. It's happening at Carbunkelberg. It's a four-hour hike. Cost is R200 per person. Booking can be done at bookings@carbunkelbergtourism.co.za. The popular monthly sunset and full moon hikes on Carbunkelberg Peak and the Sentinel are a great way to explore and appreciate the gifts of Mother Nature. The meeting point is at Fish on the Rocks car park at 5 p.m., leaving promptly after that. And that's, of course, at Harbour Road in Hout Bay, the parking at the end of Harbour Road. And as I said, organized by Carbunkelberg Tourism. You will be able to find that event on Facebook if you're interested in going. There's also a few questions recently regarding the Take Back Our Mountain hikes, or T-Bomb. Up next is T-Bomb 30. It's happening at Steenberg Plateau, Muizenberg Cave. It's the four-year anniversary hike in collaboration with Sandparks. The safe hike, organized as a result of ongoing criminal activities, and Take Back Our Mountains will be hiking Steenberg Plateau, Muizenberg Cave from Gate 2, parking in Silvermine. The aim, of course, as always, to raise awareness about safety on the mountains and put some pressure for authority to be more reactive. T-Bomb further promotes community safe hikes and safety in numbers. That's 30th of January. That's the Sunday, the 30th of January 2022, meeting at 8:30 a.m. to start hiking at 8:30. The meeting will be at 7:45 at Silvermine Gate 2. And that's it from me for this morning, and I'll catch up again next Saturday.